ready for this? Powder folks, let's gather around for the best sports talk in town. We got our hosts, Darren, Tim, and Chris. Baby, can't get better than this. Give out all the power rankings. Laugh at all the teams tanking. A lot of fun, a lot of surprise. Let's give it up for the guys in this league.
Word to your mother. And welcome in to another episode of the This League Fantasy Football Podcast. Just three guys in a basement talking ball, man.
Hanging out.
Talking shop. Where else would you rather be than right here?
Couldn't name one.
Amen. Yep. As always, I am your host, Chris Mitchum, the proud manager of Team Fairlife, here with the usual gang, Aaron Hunt, the manager of the Sun God Squad.
What's going on, everybody? I'm going to be in the bottom dweller of our league for the foreseeable future.
Nice. And the owner of the number one of the power rankings, top point scorer, question mark? At least top two. I've had some pretty bad weeks the last couple weeks. Of course, it's Tim Rader, the manager of Close But No Jamar.
How are we doing, everybody? Party people. We are still behind you in points four.
All right.
But, you know, we're feeling great.
I've been pooping the bed the last couple of weeks. All right. Well, it is episode 85 of This League Fantasy Football Podcast, the evening of October 7th, 2024. It is a Thursday. We are in person, so that's a beautiful thing. You can probably tell by the sound. The sound really is better when we're all in person.
Quality.
And we do have Thursday night football on the television. Broncos and Saints. It is 27 seconds left in the second quarter. The Broncos up 13-3. Javonte Williams got in the end zone. Shout out Zach.
That he did.
I assume he's starting him.
When he runs, honestly still looks like his Achilles hurt.
Probably do.
He's currently got 17.2 points on Zach's bench.
On Zach's bench?
Yeah.
All right.
Facing the Sun God Squad, a little preview.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Okay. Well, pretty run-of-the-mill show for you today. The agenda-wise, we're not going to be run-of-the-mill. We're going to be elite, bringing the energy, bringing the boom.
Oh.
Week 6 review, This League guarantee coming at you. We are excited to get into that one this week. And then the Week 7 preview coming your way. Drinks of the week. Aaron, I'll start with you, you loser.
I'm doing H2O, and you can't call me that because you have done it several times as well.
I've done it one time.
Well, I still get to call you.
Done it one time. Tim, you're the man. What are you drinking over there? Yeah.
Wow, it's a little slippery. I can't get this open.
She said. All right, he's trying to open a can of beer. Stretch, get your head out of the gutter.
There we go.
All right, I heard it.
Rough, okay.
Push. Except it's Miller.
Miller Lite.
I'm also sipping a beautiful Miller Lite.
Oh, gosh.
In that nice aluminum can.
The sip doesn't hit as well.
It is delicious. All right. Quick little checkup, guys. We haven't checked in a while, but...
Go Colts.
3-3. Don't have our quarterback in right now. Should play this week, but I also said that last week. So hopefully he comes back this week.
For the sake of me going to the game and watching for entertainment, I want AR out there. Yeah.
People think it's hard to be a Colts fan right now. It's really not. We don't want Joe Flacco to start. Like, nobody does. Like, yeah, we're winning, and yeah, our offense looks better, but that's not what we signed up for the season, you know?
Yeah.
Put our AR in. Everybody's like, oh, if the Colts want to win now, you know, it's really a split. What do you want? I'm like, no. Nobody wants Joe Flacco in there, respectfully.
I said that all offseason for you guys. Like, no matter what, you got to play AR as much as possible.
Right.
Get him the experience.
You have to figure out if he's the guy.
He's played like 3 games of football.
You're not winning a Super Bowl with Flacco. Like, maybe you make the wild card or something like that, but not Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. We play a hapless Dolphins this week, so hopefully we go dolphin hunting. We'll see. And for Tim, the Benjis are 2-4. Who do we got this week?
The Cleveland Browns.
Okay.
I like you guys to win that one.
They scare me a little bit. The Browns always have the Bengals number, and we always suck against them. And we're in Cleveland, and it would be nothing more Bengals than like to just have Deshaun freaking Watson end our
very
season.
Bengals.
Yeah, it'd be awful. So I will be betting the Browns spread.
Nice. You heard it there first, folks. You can add that to the guarantee. It sounds like Tim is pretty confident in that. So we had week 6 football, ladies and gentlemen. Are we ready to jump in?
Let's go.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
In case you have forgotten, it was the first week of the 2024 Qdoba Chipotle Classic. 4 straight weeks of interdivisional matchups. Chipotle, hoping to defend the crown from last year. Resounding victory last year. Well, not resounding, but we won pretty comfortably. Looking to go back-to-back here. And we will start with one that I was probably the most excited about this game last week, because it's between two teams that are in similar positions, kind of hanging out in the middle, and I was really excited for one to make a statement, which I certainly think happened. Of course, we have Zach and Breece Lightning coming into this one at 3-2, taking on Clayton and the Red Rocket at 1-4.
And just before we go any further, I'll say in a follow-up to last week's power ranking chat that we had, I was flirting a little bit with Clayton's team.
Mm-hmm.
Firmly top
should've
three. Firmly top three in my eyes. I should have done it last week. I am there. He was projected originally for a measly solid 117 points. Puts up 147.
Lord.
No Nico. No problem. Running backs are now scoring points for him. Bucky Irving with a nice little 18.5, and Tyler Algier with 20 points himself. Like, all of the sudden, running back isn't as big of a problem. You still like to see him upgrade.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
He could use a starter.
Yeah.
I still argue he doesn't have a starter on his team, but outside of Singletary.
But man, like that, you got, you know, the double decker tight end stacker.
Oh no, I don't have the drop. Just keep talking.
Both putting up. One's got 16 points, one's got 18 points. That's just such a nice, like, when you play a double decker tight end stacker, you're hoping for 20 combined points.
You'll take it.
You got 33.
Double decker tight end stacker.
Yeah, that's just so nice to see. The only person on this roster to not score 15 points this week was Brian Thomas Jr.
And that's one of his better players.
And he dropped a touchdown pass. He could have easily been over 15 points. Every other
You're
player.
You're scaring me, Tim. You're scaring me.
Just insane. This is a come up of the ages for him. So like, sitting atop the power rankings and everything, and like looking good. But like, I'm looking at the rearview mirror, and Clayton is like there in the rearview mirror. He's not like a few hundred yards back. He is
rocketing up behind you.
Yeah, I am. Nice. I am.
I like that.
Firmly there on this team. So you know, switching up, Zach puts up a respectable 120 points. But the storyline is all Clayton in this one for me. You had Breece Hall volume his way to 22 points, had one of his better outings of the year. And Marv got knocked out early with a concussion. So a goose there, but you know, you can't predict injury. The bright side, Josh Downs plus Joe Flacco. Does that equal Andrew Luck and T.Y. Hilton?
Joe Flacco, get out of here, dude.
I know we just said it. But, Colts. Flacco and Downs look so good. I just hope for the Colts' sake that AR can continue to hit Downs across the middle, little crossers, comebacks, all that type of stuff that he's so elite at. He looks like the best receiver on the Colts.
He does. I'll give that to you. Except Michael Pittman Moss, dude. I don't know why we don't throw it up to Pittman more. Dude, I do not understand why. Like, his highlight of
He's
his career was the monsoon game against the Niners where he mossed like two dudes. And like, yeah, I went to bed happy that night.
Yeah. So only other things to note, Clayton continues to not be able to play the right quarterback as he gets 19 points.
That's another thing. It's like, imagine if he gets that
33.
Right.
Yeah.
That's scary.
So, you know, you got a little ammo there.
Will he start Baker going forward?
I get into that in the preview, but that's a...
It's It's juicy. I mean, you said this. Do you know his QB rank on the year?
Baker?
Baker's.
Three? I bet it's two.
It's two.
And yeah.
So that's crazy.
Very good.
And then I'm going to give a quick eyeball emoji. It's happening early in this episode.
Eyeball.
I'll give him a little Troy Franklin, a little love.
Okay.
11.6 points last week. We're watching this halftime. He's already got 8.6. He's got 4 for 46. With Bo Nix at quarterback, that's pretty. I mean,
get that Oregon connection.
I talk so much smack about that. So like, if he does become something, that'll, you know, hurt me. But
would you rather have Troy Franklin become something or Treylon Burks become something?
Well, Treylon Burks is literally never. That's literally not possible.
Wasn't there another guy you really hated? Achan for a while. Came around on that one. I thought there was another receiver you were like never in a million.
The biggest one was the fact that he took him over Drake London.
Maybe that was.
I don't even remember the guy's name.
Treylon Burks.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What a bum.
What a bum.
So this one again, final score 147-121. Clayton is now 2-4. Like I said, smack dab in the rearview mirror, and Zach is 3-3.
A very good 2-4. Like I'm pretty sure he has like the points against pretty comfortably right now. Like Clayton's been getting blown up on. We might get into it a little more in the preview, but I'll just say Clayton the last 3 weeks, 146 against Zach, 146 against Anthony, 130 against your boy.
Sheesh.
He's been putting it up, man. Putting it up. So Clayton improves to 2-4. Zach falls to 3-3, and that is a point for the Chipotle division moving forward. Our next matchup, it was a podcast civil war between two nice gentlemen I have in front of me. It was Aaron and the Sun God Squad coming into this one at 3-2, taking on Tim, Mr. Number 1 in the power rankings, and close but no Jamar. And whenever I saw the final score of this game, you know that meme of the guy holding up the cardboard sign and it says, our expectations were low, but holy you know what?
Yeah.
That's what this game was.
I'm sad.
Our expectations were low, Aaron, but holy crap, man.
It was bad.
Tim is the winner in this one, 145, which is very good. But that's, believe it or not the story of this matchup. 145-70.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever scored that low
before.
Holy
cow.
I'm not used to that.
How quickly the tides turn.
Tim doubles your boy. The biggest blowout of the week, and perhaps even worse for Aaron. Like, you know, putting up 70, you would think, like, surely you had to be ravaged by buys or injuries or something.
Oh, no.
Just tanked. No. Your only injury is Isaiah Pacheco, understandably so. And Juju Smith-Schuster was on bye. Everybody else is full go, baby.
Oh, yeah.
The best part looking at this now is that his RB1 and RB2 spot both now say off roster.
Yeah. Your guys' audition went horribly.
I dropped it like it's hot.
Unfortunately, this is kind of the reality for Aaron now. The likes of Ogumba Wale, Jeremy McNichols, Ray McLeod are probably going to be relatively common going forward, especially until Pacheco gets back. One bright spot, though, for Aaron, Mr. Caleb Williams on the bench the last 2 weeks. Quarterback 1 last week, quarterback 6 the week before. Granted, he was playing the Carolina Panthers and the Jacksonville Jaguars, but his next two games are against the Washington Commanders and the Arizona Cardinals. Tough to get better matchups than that once he comes off the bye. Aaron, are you confident enough to say you may just be blindly putting Caleb Williams into the roster going forward?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a year or two early, but I love the Odunze Williams stack. I bet it's going to be explosive, you know, next year or the year following. So
it should be good. I will say, let's not, you know, push away Tim's very impressive 145. The sky is blue. The grass is green. Tim puts up over 120. The second time going over 140 this year, and he has actually never put up under 120 points this year. I think the best thing for Tim this week is Godwin seemed to be coming back down to earth, and then all of a sudden he went psych, still wide receiver overall number one upside, and even Najee got in on the fun this week with 120 scrimmage yards and a touchdown. Look at that,
dude. He looked good.
So Tim is a well-oiled machine and did nothing to make people think he should come down from that number one spot in the power rankings. Again, Tim dominates 145-70, improves to 5-1. Aaron falls to 3-3, and that is a point for the Qdoba division. Gentlemen, any thoughts quickly before we move on?
I don't know if I win another game.
Okay.
I say that later on. You, I say that later on, man.
You have Amon Ra and AJ Brown.
That's it.
They'll score 70 and that'll be it.
Oh, don't worry, guys. I have Kyle Pitts.
Actually, that is it, isn't it? Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going through your roster. I'm like, well, yeah.
Did you give Tyrone Tracy eyeball emojis last week?
I did. I told you to start him.
He scored more than Najee. 22. He looked good.
He does got some juice. Like, so, not a starter, but I definitely think he's not going to be. I think it's going to be like a 1A, 1B situation there.
Yeah, he's definitely definitely stealing some reps from Singletary.
Absolutely. All right, well, let's move on to the next matchup that we had. Mr. Don, still on win watch at 0-5 and in Jigbas in Paris, taking on Anthony and Team Uninspired Youth at 3-2 coming into this one.
And in this one, all of a sudden, guys, Don has some RBs.
Huh?
Partly because I traded him one that continues to just be solid.
Yeah, really good.
Continues to be an RB2. You know, he had 18 points. He had Tony Pollard with 17 points, combined 35. That's got to feel good. Don, I feel like, is one of those teams, much like Clayton and now much like myself, where running backs have just been a struggle. So,
but they're old.
They are old.
Yeah.
That's all right. Just let him one week at a time.
Yeah.
One week at a time.
Let the man have a little fun. Olave got knocked the F out.
He did.
Yeah.
It looked tough.
And that hurt Don pretty badly because he literally had a negative score in his lineup. And I think he just couldn't afford that to happen to keep pace with Anthony in this one. Also a pretty tough week for Kraft and Brandon Ayuk. And we also learned Njigba is still not consistent.
Not in Paris.
Yeah.
Not Njigba is still in Indianapolis.
He's certainly not celebrating in Paris.
Don't we have a Paris, Indiana?
Do we?
I think we do.
Yeah.
We have
a
Brazil, Indiana.
We do have a Brazil.
Yeah.
I played a baseball tournament there.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard that's one of the most racist cities in the country.
It smelled like it, too.
What does racism smell like, Aaron?
Bunch of white rednecks who just are just charcoaled out and methed out.
They're not even getting zen. They're just doing the straight black stuff, the tar.
Yeah.
Not even zenning out there.
I might have been thinking about Brazil because there's like a Paris, Illinois, Paris, Kentucky. Maybe he's in Paris, Kentucky.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, not France, Kentucky.
They're huffing.
Paris, Kentucky.
They're huffing air dusters.
And Jigba's in Paris. Kentucky.
Anyway, McLaurin, guys, could he finally be back as fantasy relevant with Jaden Daniels now at the driver's seat? I mean,
he deserves it, man.
Yeah.
He's old.
He's also old. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. But, you know, Don is a team that has struggled mightily to score over 100 points. So the fact he got over 100 and came close, you know, not crazy close, but he still made some good strides there. Turn it over to Anthony real quick. Zay Lamar's stack for Anthony's hot. That's going to continue to be a drumbeat for his team the rest of the season. Joe Mixon coming back is huge. Can't understate that. 27 points. Stephon Diggs still continues to be solid in the flex spot. I think that was a great trade for Anthony to continue to contend. Chuba Hubbard, nice fill-in while CMC's been out. Anthony's still going to be competing, I think, with this lineup going forward, and he just needs CMC for the playoff stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And once CMC is back, I think you're going to be looking at Anthony knocking on the door of being very much a contender for maybe another nut. We'll see.
Anthony's a sleeping giant, I think, right now.
Yeah, but final score
that
in this one.
That Diggs trade could look to be really good.
Yeah. Final score in this one, 131, Anthony, and then 110 for Don.
Obviously, this wasn't the most premier matchup, but Anthony deserved a break, man, because the last four games he played Hayden, me, a good Aaron team, and then Clayton, and he had to put up 163 to beat Clayton. So he deserved this one, man. Hopefully you had a restful weekend out there, Aaron. Get ready for a good matchup against Steven next week. So Hopefully that's two straight wins for you. Don falls to 0-6, Anthony to 4-2, another point for the Chipotle division. We will move on to the next matchup. It was a matchup of 3-2 teams. It was Stretch and Walker, I hardly know her, and Hayden and Tua, Infinity, and Bijan. And this might have been the premier matchup in the Qdoba Chipotle Classic this week between two teams who I would say nobody is saying they're favorites necessarily, but also two teams that people aren't counting out by any means. And we even had a mini debate last week during the power rankings. I don't know if you guys remember. We were debating, like, I think Aaron had Hayden over Stretch, and Tim and I both had Stretch over Hayden. So let's just throw them both in the ring and see what happens. And to Aaron's chagrin, Hayden comes out on top on this one, 130-110.
That's right. That is right.
And even for Hayden, that is with a negative 0.1 performance from Travis Etienne. Zoinks.
Hey, what happened?
He's kind of butt.
Not great. Not great. So how did he do it? How did he overcome that? Well, how about another monstrous performance from Derrick Henry? And hey, look, Bijan Robinson finally finishing inside the top six of running backs with 25 points. I don't know if you guys have read the doc or not, but stop reading if you have. How many times has Bijan Robinson finished inside the top six in his career? 2 years. Top six running back on the week. How many times?
Not including
this week.
Not including this week. Correct.
I'd say
I'll go one.
I'd say three total.
Three total.
Really?
Which he's RB1, obviously.
It's not
but
what you wanted.
The Bijan hype was incredible.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Is Bijan to Marvin Harrison what Malik Nabers is to Jahmyr Gibbs? I'd rather have Gibbs.
I also would probably rather have Gibbs.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
I've tried to trade for him so many times.
He's still making it happen, Sun God Squad?
No. All right. He won't give him up.
Yeah. But perhaps most importantly on Hayden's roster was Tank Dell, baby. 7 catches, 57 yards, and a tutty. Thank the Lord. And I know that's not great, but at least he has a pulse, folks. Give me something. And Justin Fields ended up being a pretty solid one-week plug-in. Especially. So that's interesting. And while Hayden had to deal with negative points from ETN, Stretch did have a goose egg to deal with from Dallas Goedert. He got knocked out early and disappointing finishes from Mike Evans, who I think got Marshawn Lattimore'd, and James Conner. One thing for Stretch going forward, what the heck's going on with this QBs, man? He's got some decisions to make, and we'll get into that in the previews. Again, Hayden wins this one 130-110, improves to 4-2, while Stretch falls to 3-3. We will get on to our last game here, and it was an emotional roller coaster. And we will get into our game of the week.
The game of the week.
Come on.
Oh, wait, am I reading this right? A 4-1 team versus a 1-4 team?
Yes, it is the game of the week.
This is the game of the week.
Huge.
On one side, you've got the tight end one, George Kittle, going off for 2 touchdowns. The Buccaneers defense.
Of course.
Scoring a solid 18 points and a touchdown themselves.
Why wouldn't they?
Setting the pace for Steven and his drive for an upset. Chris gets nearly goosed by Calvin Ridley. Had a nice 1 carry for 9 yards. Kamara and Jamo pushing back with 17 apiece to help keep the pace, keep Chris in this one. Got a bunch of meh from everybody else. We got a stinker coming down to Monday Night Football.
We did.
102.7 and Khalil Shakir against 93.8 and Ty Johnson and Dalton Kincaid.
Baby.
And I apologize. I nearly jinxed this one as I texted you and was like, Shakir hasn't been seen in a while.
I was thinking that too.
Instantly gets a catch for like 10 yards, putting Steven up late at mid fourth quarter. And this one went literally down to the wire, back and forth, as it was a Dalton Kincaid fourth quarter reception that put Chris ahead, and he didn't have to look back. 108.3 to 106.6. Ty Johnson won you that game. Shout out his 3.4 points.
He did. Wow.
3.4 points. Ty Johnson gets it done. 4-1 Chris survives and goes to 5-1.
where Steven fighting for his life at 1-4 falls to 1-5.
Oh, I texted in the group chat, but for those not listening out in the group chat, like, I originally had James Cook in the lineup, right? So I really thought I would have put money on James Cook active, Khalil Shakir inactive, and he had Mike Williams on his bench. So I was like, I have James Cook and Kincaid against Mike Williams. And then the exact opposite happened. Yeah. James Cook inactive, Shakir active. And I picked up Ty Johnson Monday morning. And I'm like, thank God I did, man. Because like you said, he won me the week.
Yeah.
So
you win who you win.
God, what a nasty game.
Ugly.
A lot went bad for Steven, though. I got to give him something here. DK Metcalf should have had two tutties. Yeah, he had a... He's going to play somebody that was out. I forget who it was. And he could have started Evan Ingram. Thank God he didn't.
Dude, so. Calvin Ridley.
Yeah.
Oh, my. We'll get into him. Gosh.
He's my George Pickens of last week. I'm just want to sell these guys for two fab. Come get them. All right. And that is your week 6 review, ladies and gentlemen. If you're keeping track at home, the first week of the Qdoba Chipotle Classic, Chipotle 4, Qdoba 1. Very tough start for the Qdoba division.
Come on, guys.
Can they bounce back? I don't know. But you know who doesn't need to bounce back?
Mm.
Oh, baby.
Because we're rich. Yeah.
The This League Guarantee.
Mm, 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 mm. That's the sound of my new stereo in my house that I bought because we hit the List League guarantee last
week.
You
know it.
Maybe the highest odds we've ever had, ladies and gentlemen. Plus 909.
We told you. We told y'all.
Jaden Daniels over to, oh my. Oh,
oh my.
Jaleel McLaughlin almost popped one. Goodness. Anyway, Jaden Daniels over 282.5 combined yards against Baltimore.
We got there. Got
last it. Drive of the game for the Commanders. Check. A.J. Brown, anytime tutty.
Money.
DeAndre Swift, 60-plus rushing yards. And by the third quarter, you called it again.
Yep.
He had it by the third quarter. I was like, dang, Aaron's on it, man. And the A.J. Brown call was risky. I'm just going to sit here and pat us on the back as much as I can.
Easy money.
Did a great job.
$909, $50, won you
$505. Plus $909, man. So if you rode with us last week, which I'm not sure why you didn't, we literally guarantee these things, we're going again. Just go ahead and take all of your winnings, that the wonderful plus 909, and just roll it on over. It never even happened. Just throw it in this one and over double your money. Because here we go. We have a new guarantee for you. Week 7 coming your way. Aaron, why don't you kick us off with your selection?
Yeah, so we saw him this previous week throw for over 500 yards.
All right.
And you're going to sit here and tell me that he can't get at least half of that against the Seahawks with all of the shootouts that they've had this year, including most recently with the Lions?
Correct.
Kirk Cousins over 250 passing yards.
Love it.
Minus 180
it's
odds.
It's too easy. It's too easy.
I mean, that's all they're going to do against the Seahawks is just throw, throw, throw. I see another shootout in the making, especially at home. And the Falcons have really found some magic on the offensive side of the
ball. They're figuring it out.
They're definitely figuring it out. Kirk Cousins looks more like the Kirk of old, kind of shaking off some of the rust from the Achilles injury. I like it a lot, fellas.
That's probably the one I'm most confident about out of R3. So I'll go to the one I'm least confident about, and it's mine. So we'll get into it.
What you got?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm picking a guy. I am putting our reputation and our dollars on the line for a guy who was on the couch 3 weeks ago. Because what's the worst that could happen? Of course, I'm talking about Kareem Hunt. I think he's going to get over 60 rushing yards against the Niners this week. I know he's going to get over 60 rushing yards against the Niners, and here's why. But Chris, the Niners have a top 10 rushing defense. They do. But what if I told you they still are allowing over 100 yards on the ground per game? Rushing defense in general has been kind of rough this year, and you can argue cover two high safeties, whatever. So even a top 10 rushing defense like that, still allowing over 100 yards on the ground. This man, Kareem Hunt, 2 weeks off of being off the couch, had 27 carries against the Saints, who also have a top 10 rushing defense, and played over 60% of the snaps last game against those Saints. And to me, looking at him, He passed the eye test. He's on Team Fairlife, so obviously I watched him a little closer. He passed the eye test. He ran hard like a Kareem Hunt always does. And now he's coming off a bye to become even more in football shape and accustomed to the Chiefs offense, as we know he is. But Chris Clyde is coming back. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Be honest with yourself. I'd argue Kareem is still going to be guaranteed those first and second down snaps between the tackles. And there's no guarantee Clyde is even the third down back. In 2023, Clyde Edwards-Helaire played above 40% of a snap. And holy crap, what did I just say?
Of a snap.
In 2023, Clyde Edwards-Helaire played above 40% of snaps in a game only two times in 15 games. So you're telling me he's going to be playing more than that in his first game of the year coming off of the NFI list? I don't think so.
All right.
Kareem Hunt, over 60 rushing yards against the Niners, plus 150. We're getting up there. Put it on the board. Am I crazy?
Nope, we're there.
Cool.
We're there.
It makes me nervous.
Okay.
Nope, we're there.
I'm going to be honest.
All right.
But I'm riding with it. Let's go.
Aaron's riding with us. We're riding with him. All right, Tim, finish our This League guarantee off this week.
Well, you know, as the resident anytime touchdown.
You are.
Teller.
That needs a drop. You know what drop we haven't used in a while? Where is it?
What you got? Put it in my ears.
Is this one? There it is.
Dong dong.
That's not really a touchdown score. That's a sexual assault drop.
Anyway, this is a Justin Jefferson anytime touchdown minus 160. Feels like the easiest one of the season for me. He has a touchdown in four or five games. They were on a bye last week, put up their biggest stinker against the Jets. But coming back at home against Detroit, who you can pass all day long on Detroit, and you can score all day long on Detroit unless you're the Dallas Cowboys. The Vikings are better than the Dallas Cowboys. So he's gone for over 80 yards in all games but the very first. And like I said, four touchdowns in five games. I think this is an easy JJ anytime touchdown.
I like it. That's minus 160, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I like that too.
Vegas is like, have fun with your touchdown because it's going to happen.
Yep.
So, all right. That three-legged parlay right there gets you to plus 531. People, we hit a plus 909. Last week. You don't think we can mess with a cute little 531? That ain't nothing, man. $20 will win you $126. Or your last week's winning can win you a lot of money in layman's terms like that. So one more time for the folks back at home. Get your sports book of choice out, open the app, and follow along here. Kareem Hunt, over 60 rushing yards against the Niners. Justin Jefferson, anytime touchdown scorer against the Detroit Lions. And Kirk Cousins, over 250 passing yards against the, who do they play?
Seahawks.
The Seahawks, that's right. I could throw for 250 passing yards on the Seahawks. So I like that a lot, guys. Let's go win some money. And now we will pivot to the Week 7 preview.
Broncos country, let's ride.
We say welcome back to the Miami Dolphins, the Kansas City Chiefs, the LA Rams, and the Minnesota Vikings. And we say bye, bye, bye to the Dallas Cowboys and the Chicago Bears. Who needs a bye more than the Cowboys right now? Holy cow.
Perfect timing.
Need to get something figured out. How about we get some CeeDee Lamb some touchdowns, huh? What do we say? What do you say?
That'd be pretty nice.
Huh? All right.
He's due.
Week 7, let's hope it's a closer week than Week 6 was. I feel like the last couple weeks we've been spoiled with games coming down to the wire really close. I feel like mine and Stevens was the only one. And it came down to the wire, but we're the only one. Let's hope for some closer games this week, and I think we may get lucky as we get into our first one. It is your boy, Team Fairlife, and Chris representing the Chipotle division coming into this one at 5-1. Taking on Stretch, representing the Qdoba division. Walker hardly know her at 3-3. What a horrible human being.
I was about to say, my intro for this matchup is two teams that just absolutely despise each other.
Screw this guy.
In every sense of the word.
Besides a big butt, what does he offer? You know?
Stretch needs to come back with some fighting words on that one. I expect you, Stretch, to be, after you listen to this podcast, at this moment you listen to it, fire off whatever you need to into the group chat.
He's just going off in the comments.
WTF.
Yeah.
Say, aw.
And as we preview this matchup, Team Fairlife and Chris Mitchum have a 59% chance of victory.
Way too high.
That percentage has gone down a bit because Alvin Kamara is not doing a whole lot up to this point late into the third quarter. So we will see how that goes. And when it comes to some of the storylines of this game, the first one you got to highlight is Malik Nabers is back.
Oh, yeah.
Very much a sigh of relief there.
That's what that was.
I don't know.
The sigh of relief.
I don't know if Chris has to change his pants or not after that sigh, but it is good vibes in New York and also good vibes for Chris getting one of his stars back into the lineup. Another storyline, Cooper Kupp currently back into the starting lineup.
There goes Bo. I'll be
Bo Nix. God, the Saints defense is doing nothing for your boy. Holy crap.
Yeah.
I mean, you might get to that in this right now.
Bo was certainly galloping. And Chris hopes that Cooper Kupp can also gallop to victory as well.
Nice. Professional podcasting right there. Well done.
Question is, though, is Cooper Kupp what he once was?
Yeah.
Yeah?
If you're talking like week one, Cooper Kupp, heck yeah. We're going for 25 targets.
It's debatable.
He's got it in him.
I have questions, but nonetheless, should be back and ready to roll this week. So interesting to see that. Another one is Jaden Daniels back into the starting lineup.
He's spicy.
It's a spicy one. Javonte Williams scores again.
Another tutty.
On Zach's
another touchdown.
Bench, baby.
He's got to be pushing 30 points.
Jeez.
Which is, you know, kind of interesting that Javonte's scoring all these tutties, but anyway.
I mean, the Broncos' offense looks okay.
Yeah, how?
Bo Nix has like 75 rushing yards.
That was the weirdest run ever.
Go ahead,
he
white
just
boy.
Like was waddling. Anyway, moving on, continuing on with this matchup, James Cook, Devon Achane, they've been hot and cold for you, Chris, this year. Definitely some wild card behaviors with them, just with the injuries and the offenses and just all of the factors at play that have kind of just made them maybe not as consistent recently as you would hope they would be. But you do get Cook back. He should be playing in this game. Devon Achane should also be playing, but Tyler Huntley under center, you don't love that. So we'll have to see how, with those uncertain team dynamics and also personal dynamics of both those players, we'll just see how they unfold in those matchups. And then, like I already mentioned, Kamara not doing too good, really.
And the Saints defense has -1 against the Broncos on Thursday night.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah, in other news, Stretch is starting Drake May.
The voodoo's already starting. The voodoo's
already starting. I hadn't seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is
locked and loaded. London matchup.
Rookie in London.
Drake May. He's starting him over Kyler Murray.
No way.
That,
they let him sling it. I think he threw the ball 31 times last week.
That is spicy.
Wow.
And with that, we conclude this matchup. Nah, just kidding.
Goodness gracious.
We'll highlight Stretch's team a little bit more here. Double decker, Jets stacker.
Oh, yeah. That one's a lot grosser.
Yeah.
Than the double decker
tight.
I forgot about that, too.
Might be gross. Devontae and Garrett Wilson in the same offense. My fear is they just kind of negate each other.
Oh, yeah. I don't mind that at all, him being in there.
I mean, what else are you going to do? Yeah. But at the same time,
they're not both going to score 40, but combined they might score 40. I won't say that. Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah. It feels like combined you're going to get like a wide receiver 13 or something.
Each of their ceilings was significantly lowered
by
playing on the same team. Their floors are probably about where they were before, but the ceilings got lowered.
Garrett Wilson's especially. And I guess, you know, we can talk about it now or whenever. But, yeah, who do you think that what's your guys' thoughts on Devontae going forward? And Garrett Wilson, I think. Because I do think this hurts Garrett Wilson more just because the only time he was productive was when he had 24 targets. So I don't think that's going to happen anymore. Yeah. But I'm also hearing from certain people that they think Devontae is like back to being locked in top 12. And I'm like, you pump the brakes on that as well.
Dude,
I don't think he's had a good of his receiver opposite of him as Garrett Wilson since like Jordy Nelson back in the day, probably. So
there's something to be said, though, of the offense and Devontae having his prime years playing with A-Rod and just... He just knows where Devontae's going to be in a way that he doesn't have with Garrett Wilson.
I mean, yeah, they're just, buddies.
I mean, they just know each other like it's the back of their hand. So
okay, who do you have? Who would you rather have rest of the season?
Devontae.
Yeah, Devontae. I don't know how you could between the two rest of the season. You have to do that.
Okay, cool. And then I'm sure once Anthony games come up, we will talk about the other big trade that happened at the NFL. But didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, you're good. You're good. I'm wrapping it up here. Mike Evans and Monty, they're going to be in the flex spots for stretch. I think both of those are every week locks and should be very solid, have a safe floor for stretch. Fellas, I think this, like Chris maybe alluded to at the beginning of the preview here, I think it's going to go down the wire on this one. I really do. I feel like it's going to be a really close matchup, maybe determined within 10 points. But I still think I'm going to take Chris in this one just because, like, the Drake May start is really such a gamble.
It is a gamble. But, I mean, if you're a stretch, playing a 5-1
that,
team.
That alone will maybe win or lose the week for him if he sticks with it. So I'll go Chris, but very close.
Man, I put stretch question mark in the doc and then I learned about Drake May starting. I'm gonna go stretch by a hair here, just because the vibes, like you've escaped with a couple of close wins lately.
I sure have, man. Holy
crap! So I think you're due for a stinker, and then stretch will just win. You know, 102-99.
I disagree. I think I'm due for a blow up because I'm finally getting names back.
Okay,
names back, and there's actually a lot of. I'm picking me, by the way. But I think there's a lot of actually really interesting lineup decisions here. You know, Stretch deciding to bench Devontae Smith, James Conner in favor of some of these guys. For me, I think a big decision coming down to the wire is going to be Achane versus Kareem Hunt. I could go either way on that one. As you guys know, I like Kareem Hunt this week. Calvin Ridley will probably be off my roster by the time game starts out of anger. But yeah, I'm picking me. I think I'm actually due for a good week. Cup and Neighbors coming back into the lineup. You know, for me, two chop.
Get him chopping.
Two top 12 wide receivers, in my opinion, returning to the lineup. I like it. I'm going me.
When Tua's back and you've got a full upside Devon Achane, you'll have a blow up. I think you're a couple weeks out from that.
Probably.
I'm mad he's not coming back for the Colts game. That's like half the reason I wanted to go to the Dolphins game.
That's true.
He's out this week, and then he could come back, or has he got two more weeks?
I think he could come back next week. Could come back next
week. Jamal Williams. Hello.
Wow.
That's not Kendre Miller. All right. So that's two for me. Did you pick me, Aaron? Okay. Two for your boy, one for Stretch, one for the evil forces that this world tries to rid of. Good job, Tim.
You're 5-1, I'm 5-1. I want you to be 5-2.
All right. That's fair. All right, we will move on to the next matchup. It is the Sun God Squad, baby. And Aaron at 3-3, taking on Zach at Breece and Lightning, also at 3-3.
Where there once was a fierce rivalry brewing between these two folks.
It's done.
Is no more. At least for the foreseeable future, you've got two teams in complete opposite directions.
Yikes.
As Aaron is looking for Ashton Jeanty, and Zach is fighting for a playoff spot this year. We said it earlier. I've got it here in my notes. Aaron sitting at 3-3, and you wonder if he
just saw the, the percentage for holy crap.
Hey, I'm getting there. He's sitting at 3-3, and you wonder if he finishes the season at 3-11. The way it's looking,
it's very possible.
We currently only have a 27% chance of victory for Aaron.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Which, crap.
Like, nobody playing in the game so far, and nobody, like, the lineups are set. This might be the lowest odds I've ever seen for a single team.
27%
in this league's history. Genuinely, I think that, like, I would bet we maybe had some, like, 38%.
And it's Zach. It's not like he's playing you. It's Zach.
So those odds.
It's 27%.
Aaron's just laughing. You can't do anything but laugh. He's
That's
out.
That's incredible to me.
He's just got his eyes firmly on the college football prospects right now. Yeah. Just loving.
I've been a film grinder.
Loving life. But I'll lay it out here for you. The only way you win this is if Kirk Cousins, not only he's guaranteed 250 yards, but the only way you win this one is if he gets 6 touchdown passes.
Yeah, probably.
So again, you're saying there's a chance, but then let's look at this real quick. New RB 1, Sean Tucker.
I unloaded all of my fab.
You spent a lot of fab on
Hey,
that.
Give me a high five.
I was so scared, dude. I was like, I need somebody to start.
You and me are Sean Tucker guys. Yeah, I had him on my team all last year, season.
I love Sean Tucker.
You're a Sean Tucker guy,
I
too?
I love.
High five.
His tape come out of Syracuse, sexy.
All right, this is a Sean Tucker podcast.
Yeah, we are. This is a Sean Tucker podcast.
He just needed a chance. So, like, I love the pickup. I put in a $0 fab bid because I was like, maybe.
I firmly thought other people would go for him.
Other
I really
should.
Did. Yeah.
I rostered him for probably 14 to 16 months. Like, he was a guy I saw something in him.
And for me, the best part about Sean Tucker is it hurts Bucky Irving and Rashad White.
Yeah, it really
love that.
The coach came out today and
hot
said
hand.
It is a three-headed monster, which is disgusting for fantasy.
Hot hand approach, baby. That
hate
sucks.
That. I still think Bucky's probably the one you're most safe to play, but it just lower that sucks for fantasy. New RB2 this week, as we alluded to earlier with both of the last week's ones off the roster.
I wish I could. I wish I still had that music saved whenever we had the Steven, which quarterback is he going to play? I feel like Aaron could very well
which
be starting
back?
Two new running backs every single week.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, yeah.
Tyler Goodson.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
If my over-under on Tyler Goodson, he needs to score 3 points to stay on my roster. If not, I'm dropping him.
Last 2 weeks were 10.5 and 8.7.
Also, this game was 3rd and 34.
Wow. Welcome to Saints and Broncos.
Wow, the Saints look so bad.
They do.
But two new running backs. You love to see some youth, right? Some youth injected into the squad.
That's what you want to call it, sure.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying. Man, my last comment here, just, you know, somebody come and get the Brown, Amon-Ra, and AJ out of the stinky hellhole of a lineup.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm sorry, Aaron.
That
but
one
this
meme where, like,
is so gross.
The Bugatti is parked next to, like, the trailer park.
Yeah, AJ and Amon-Ra are sitting there, and then everybody else, it's trash. So we've got some turnover coming for the Sun God squad. Zach, looking to bounce back against a loss against Clayton, should be easily done. The first thing of note, as we've kind of talked about, we are currently starting the Washington Commanders backfield of Brian Robinson and Austin Ekeler.
Sure.
Which
against Carolina?
In the offseason, if you told me that somebody was starting both those guys in the same lineup, I'd be like, okay, he's probably 0-6 and, like, you know, his lineup looks like Aaron's. But I actually don't hate it. Like you said, against Carolina.
Yeah.
Robinson's, like, he's a touchdown guy. He's scoring touchdowns, and Ekeler looks great, you know, catching 6 passes for 80 yards. Like,
Carolina, 10 rushing touchdowns allowed this year, highest in the NFL.
Yeah, I actually like the play. You know, hindsight, it looks, you know, you'd love Javonte's 25.4 points in there. But in a matchup against Aaron, I don't think, you know, that's really going to affect you down later in the lineup. You got C.J. Stroud looking probably at a high scoring affair against Green Bay. But my note on this one, as I love to call out cornerback matchups.
As you do.
A guy I hate and talk smack about.
Now, here's a guy.
Here's a guy I don't like. Jaire Alexander.
Oh.
He's going to shut down Stephon Diggs this week.
You think so? Those are two like loudmouth dudes.
They have you seen the videos of like their past fights and things?
No.
Like they've been going at it in the tunnels and on fields, and like Jair has Stephon Diggs like in hell. He's going to lock him
Marshawn,
down.
Marshawn Lattimore, Mike Evans part two.
It's a Tank Dell week. If there was ever a Tank Dell week, this is a Tank Dell week. So CJ Stroud is not going to be too affected, but I do think that Diggs is going to be kind of taken out of the equation there. Breece got a tough matchup against a solid Steelers defense. I'd be curious to see his involvement now that you do have Devontae Adams and Garrett Wilson. I mean, he's still going to get 20-plus touches a week, I would say, is pretty safe to say.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe not 28 to 30. I don't know. TBD on the Jets as a whole, in my opinion. Other last thing to note, Marvin Harrison, concussion, mentioned it earlier. He already logged to practice, and they play Monday Night Football. He might play this week.
Yeah.
He might be the first guy to get a concussion and play in the same week. I would say as I sit here right now, it feels likely that he's going to play. So maybe he gets in there over a Josh Downs if Anthony Richardson comes back and you want to see a little bit more there.
I think you'd prefer not to start two Commanders running backs. I would think. Don't get me wrong, Carolina's like great, but I mean, you're not Breece Hall, Braylon Allen.
Honestly, here. I was questioning more Josh Downs or Wandale Robinson. Like,
I guess Josh. I mean, yeah, Neighbors is back, and then Josh Downs might have AR. So
yeah,
that's a good point.
So I mean, Marv, if he's actually clear, I think he's probably going to be in there. Overall, the lineups are kind of gross, but Zach should handle his business this week and get another dub.
There you go. Aaron, just straight up, Wandale Robinson or Josh Downs this week, if you had to choose one.
Do we know if AR is playing for sure?
He probably is.
I think
he
is. Josh Downs home against Miami. Wandale at home against the Eagles.
That makes it easy. Wandale.
I'm Wandale, too.
Yeah.
There. All right, cool. Just want to make sure. All right. I'm picking Zach as well. I would love to pick a 27% guy. Just talk about vibes.
That has to be the lowest odds I've ever seen.
With
a full lineup
set. Yeah, roster
set. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I might want to implement the first ever this league, like, spread. Like, can we give Aaron, like, plus 15, plus 20?
You can probably give me plus 20.
That's crazy, man.
I mean, even plus 20, I'd still probably.
You were so
Zach.
Good. This is year five of this league.
Yep.
Yeah.
You were a staple at the top of the power rankings for the first four.
Yep.
I've never seen such
a
bigger
dawn,
smile on Aaron's
face.
I know. I know.
Aaron's a new man.
He's got his IU hat on, his IU quarter zip on.
Yep. Not a care in the world.
Yeah.
I'm just chillaxing, man.
Watching Ashton Ginty.
Yeah. What's funny is, like, I don't even need to try to tank. Like, I just play what I have.
He's actually setting lines.
That's
trying.
The best tank. That's the best kind of tank. A very productive tank. That's very true. Who you got in this one, Aaron?
Oh, brother. I'm taking Zach by like 40.
Oh, I thought you were about to shock the world. I was like, no, wow.
That was a hesitation.
No.
All right.
I could legitimately see him beating me by 40 or 50 points.
Perhaps. We'll see. That's three for Zach over Aaron. And man, if you were to clip that and play it to Aaron 4 weeks ago, it's like, whew, where did my team go?
Things change. Got to act quick in Dynasty.
Changes.
I actually don't know the words. Change.
That's the only part I know.
Change. Don't be. All right, we'll move on. Our next matchup, it is Dawn and Njigba's in Paris, Kentucky, taking on Hayden.
That's got to stick.
And Tua, Infinity, and Bijan. Dawn still on win watch, coming to this one at 0-6. Hayden coming into this one at 4-2 as it currently stands. Hayden does not have a wide receiver 2 in. I was about to say, what the heck's going on?
Uh-huh.
Whenever I did originally make these notes, he had a 55% chance of victory. So I feel like that is fairly respectable for Dawn, honestly. 55% chance of losing, 45% chance of victory. And honestly, I see why this isn't a bigger spread, because there's nobody on Dawn's side that really makes you like vomit in your mouth like we're used to. You know, Tim mentioned the running backs earlier. J.K. Dobbins at Arizona, fantastic matchup. Tony Pollard at Buffalo. Buffalo, run funnel defense, really good matchup there. They certainly allow a lot of running yards. against opposing running backs. And I also really like the balance of Don's receivers. I think you have safe guys in JSN, Terry McLaurin. Brandon Ayuk, supposed to be the guy, but who knows? You heard my rant on him last week. And then Xavier Worthy, who I don't think people like ever expected to be the alpha with Rashi Rice and Hollywood Brown out. Like, that was never a possibility. Like, that's just not his deal. But I do think with him being out, he has a higher chance of those explosive plays. So I do think that's a good balance in favor of Don. And then Tucker Kraft, who should suit up again. I know he's got that questionable tag, but he's playing through the same injury that he's working through now. I know he had a down week last week, but I'm still playing him as a top 10 tight end for me, and especially in this economy.
Houston's defense is good against tight ends.
Okay.
But
something to look out for.
Got upside for sure.
For sure. But yeah, I'm still playing him over, you know, Ben Sano, who's the other tight end on Don's roster. So, again, Don's roster, it's got good guys that I think would make it into a majority of other lineups, which I think is strangely something I don't think we've been able to say of Don so far this year. I think that J.K. Dobbins trade might have helped him. Cue the, but he's old.
He's old.
All right.
And high risk.
So I would say Hayden is definitely on upset watch this week. You got your usual gang of Gibbs, Bijan, King Henry, Debo, the names that will make him competitive in any matchup, right? And I feel like the story of Hayden this season so far is that he keeps putting names in his roster that look good, but he continues to swing and miss. Like 2 weeks ago, he started Dontavian Weeks. Weeks? 2 weeks ago, he started Dontavian Wicks. There you go.
Nice.
That was a miss. Last week, we rolled out ETN, which I know, you know, top 15 guy, but unfortunately, that was a miss with the injury, but even you got the Tank Bigsby chatter and stuff like that, so that wasn't great, and now it looks like his swing this week, that's where he's taken out. It was Pop Douglas was in his lineup whenever I made these notes. Kind of hopping on the train with Stretch, riding Drake May to hopefully some fantasy points. So is Pop Douglas the right decision? He doesn't have anybody plugged in there right now. Other options, Jalen Waddle, Romeo Dobbs, Christian Watson. Like, if you guys are looking at the wide receivers on Hayden's bench right now, who are you plugging in?
I'd personally go one of the Green Bay guys.
Okay.
But the problem is he has all three.
I know. That's the outside of Jaden Reed.
That's a problem.
outside the one.
Outside sucks. The one guy you want. So, like, I think Wicks is probably not going to play this week. So, if he thinks he needs upside, I'd go Watson. If he thinks he needs 8 to 12 points, I'd go Dobbs.
He should be favored in this matchup. I think I'd go Dobbs.
Dude, what about DeMario Douglas?
Pop?
Yeah. I mean, he against did have, the Jaguars.
He seemed to have that connection.
Nine targets. Yeah, six catches.
Finishes the wide receiver eight last week. I think I'm in a position of watch Drake May again. Like, okay, let's see it again.
I think this is one you play the safer option. Like, this should be the win, like you said, Dobbs, you know.
For me, it's Dobbs.
Yeah.
Like, you should be beating Don. Throw him in there.
Okay. When he gets Tua back, is again that's a third safer option. A third team that when you get Tua back between me and
yeah
Tyree,
oh yeah yeah
you
yeah,
and Achan, once he gets Waddle to be a relevant play again, that'll be huge for his team.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right now Waddle is wide receiver 59.
Yep, and then there's really not any buys you're having to deal with at all this week. I mean, for Hayden you got Rico Dowdle, and for Don you got Brandon Cooks, who's on the IR anyways. So, again, when I first saw that Hayden only had a 55% chance, I thought Sleeper was kind of cray-cray. But once you dive in, I think it makes a little bit of sense. Does it make enough sense for me to pick the upset, though? I don't think it does.
I'm taking Hayden.
I'm going to go Hayden.
I'm going to go Hayden as well.
Okay.
A sweep.
Man.
You don't want to go for
you
a
guys
pick-ems
know I'm win? You guys know I'm susceptible to switching.
You don't want to go to a pick-ems
win? No, I'm going to stick with Hayden.
Okay.
I'm going to go down with the ship. If that's the case, we're all riding Hayden. And Hayden, you know that's not a good sign.
Uh-oh.
If you're anything like Clayton, that is not a good sign. And Don, right?
Yeah.
All right. We will go on to the next matchup. It is Steven and Mount Passmore coming onto this one at 1-5. Could easily be 3-3 if things fall certain ways.
Yeah.
Taking on Anthony, Team Uninspired Youth, just kind of chilling out in 4-2. I feel like we're not talking about him a lot, but he's chilling down there.
He's there.
He's lurking.
There.
He's lurking. See if he can get another win this week.
Yeah, it's in the dock. I think I agree. This is a win or go home for Steven.
Here we are, baby. Win or go home.
1-5. Not to toot my own horn again. I came back and made the playoffs, but I won 6 of 7. If you don't win this week, you have to run the tables and get really lucky with other teams losing when you need them to lose.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if he's got a fighting chance to be a playoff team, he needs to beat Anthony this week. And, like I said, and get super lucky. So, just running down the lineup, I like Darnold against Detroit. He's going to, you know, you could pass on him. Like I said, you're going to get a touchdown to Justin Jefferson. So, on the other side of things, does have the Addison stack, hoping that maybe the wide receiver 2 gets in a little touchdown action of himself for Minnesota. And I just got to say, like, Jonathan Taylor's kind of a bitch.
He's not playing this week. Did you hear his interview comments today?
Yeah. Like,
he was like, hey, are you going to play today? He's like, well, again, as you guys know, like, high ankle sprains typically 4 to 6 weeks. So I'm going to try my best, everything I can do to avoid that. And they were like, any thought of IR? He's like, that's not somewhere you want to be if you can avoid it. And it was like, yeah. Dude.
The sleeper notes, like the most recent storylines, Jonathan Taylor still not practicing. Jonathan Taylor unsure if he'll practice this week. Jonathan Taylor not seen at Thursday's practice. Jonathan Taylor not seen at practice today. Jonathan Taylor doesn't practice today. Like, everyone's like, hey, is he going to practice? Because that wasn't it, like, right after the injury, he was like, oh, I'll be back next week.
Yeah.
Like, he came out himself.
It was a mild high ankle sprain.
Like, he came out. He was the one that said, like, I'll be back next week, no problem.
Yeah.
And now he's sitting out 2 weeks, and now he kind of, like, mm-hmm. all of his sound bites are like, my ankle hurts. Yeah. I can't play football.
You guys know you have to give me longer.
I'm so glad I got out of the Jonathan Taylor business. I'm just saying it. So good his first 2 years in the league, but ever since then, he's kind of been a little bitch. So, you know.
Go Colts.
like I said, so outside of that, I love the Jordan Addison matchup against Detroit. I love the DK matchup against Atlanta. I think that's high scoring, a fair. Chris said, you know, missed 2 touchdowns last week. He's due for a blow-up game.
I think
easily could have a 30-plus point game here. Love George Kittle's matchup against the Chiefs. They cannot guard. They're, I think, the worst or second worst against tight ends this year. They cannot guard tight ends. Mike Gesicki went off against them, my Bengals. So I think George Kittle's in for a huge game. And then, you know, like his lineup, you don't hate T. Higgins and Christian Kirk in the flex. Like,
Steven's not bad, man. Like, I really feel like
you can see the path.
This league in general, like, I don't really know if we have like a super easy bye week. Like, we just went over Don, who maybe is the closest one to that. Oh, yeah.
You already forgot about his team.
No, it's just how my mind works. Like, I don't see you like that yet.
He is the bye week.
I probably am the bye week.
27%.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
So, yeah, I mean, you can see a path for Steven. Like I said, I love some of these matchups here. But then on the other side of things, Anthony's lineup. You got Lamar, you got the Zay stack. When that's a stack that either will, you know, make him a nut contender or will make him lose in the playoffs.
Because, feed families.
Yeah, because they're very hot and cold. Like I said, Justin Jefferson's going to score at least 1 touchdown. Joe Mixon comes back, looks great. Chuba Hubbard still looking great against, you know, should have a good matchup against Washington. Stephon Diggs, I'm calling my shot. Not going to get it done.
Not doing it.
Not going to do it.
Does he score over 8 fantasy points?
No. I say under 8. Under 8. I think he's going to get like 5.3.
I'm writing that down.
5.3. And then let's get into it. We've got a potential serious upgrade to Anthony's lineup. The other trade that happened. Amari Cooper.
Oh, yes.
Going to, you guys both staring at me with blank.
I was thinking this league. Wait, I was what? Like, we had another trade.
Hang on, wait, what happened?
You guys do this to me again?
Again? Yeah, Aaron and I just drop another bomb.
Yeah. Right.
No, Amari Cooper going from the hapless Cleveland Browns over to the Josh Allen Stallion Buffalo Bills.
I think everybody is happy about that trade except for Zach. He's Keon Coleman.
I'm a Keon Coleman hater. So
it's Chris, you have Dalton Kincaid. I also have Josh Allen.
That was my
James
other guy
Cook.
I hated. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Let's get this offense freaking moving. Like, Jayden Daniels, I love you, but I do miss having that.
He missed the wide receiver one. Yeah, he's been missing having that, no doubt. So, yeah.
I don't think this week is necessarily a week that he's going to blow up, but like, I think he goes from a guy that like maybe you'd flex on a desperate week to a guy that he's going to be in your flex spot.
So Aaron, like where do you see Amari Cooper rest the season? Is he a top 15 guy? I think he is.
I wouldn't go 15. I'll do 20.
Top 20 guy?
I would say top 20 would be safe.
I was going to say between 15 and 20. So like firm, like I said, firmly in your flex spot, wide receiver two. But I'd hesitate. I mean, I know there's a lot of people out there that are like top 10 guy, like all of a sudden he's a stud. But like Bills just run the ball so much.
Yeah.
That...
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think that's going to change. I just think all of a sudden the target's going to Keon Coleman and Khalil Shakir and all these guys are, you know, Cooper's going to go get
Mac Hollins.
Yeah, he's going to go get 8 or 9 of those game, and everybody else is going to be brought down.
Yeah. I do think he is the best red zone threat now.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure.
Higher quality targets for him as opposed to Lord Voldemort.
God, Jesus. All right, cool.
That sucks.
Who you got? Who you got?
I'm going to stick with Anthony here. But I would not be surprised at an upset. Like I said, running down Stevens' lineup, I love some of the matchups. But I'm going to stick with Anthony.
Stick.
Who's looking to get to a solid 5-2 after he started the season 1-2.
He's creeping, bro. I'm telling you.
So.
Christian McCaffrey comes back all of a sudden.
Nah, he's out for the year. He's not coming back.
Mm-hmm. He's creeping, man. Who you got, Aaron?
I'm going to take Anthony in this one. And all right, Chris. I don't think it'll be particularly close.
Wow.
I am doing Anthony because I don't think Jonathan Taylor plays. So that means he's going to have to pivot to a Carson Steele, Trey Benson, or the top available waiver running back, CH?
CH? No, because it's Kareem Hunt's week. Kareem Hunt's running the ball this week. 60
I'm just
plus
thinking
yards.
Of like Stevens on the ledge here. Like, you need something. So I literally think just because of that, I'm taking Steven. I think he needs all positions firing.
Wait, you said Steven now?
Oh, sorry. I'm taking Anthony. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I think like, Steven needs all positions firing in order to have a chance against Anthony.
Flip-flop.
And with Jonathan Taylor being out, I don't see him having a running back that can compete with the rest of Anthony's roster. And also, if you're Steven, we try to sneak Evan Engram in there over Christian Kirk?
Yes.
What are we doing?
Evan Engram, I think is a great play.
Yeah, is Steven scared? Steven scared of the double tight end stacker.
He should deploy it. He really should.
Really should.
Yeah, that was in my notes. I totally just skipped that line.
Do it for the people. Give us another Whopper drop, Steven. Do it for the people. All right, that is one. Did you pick Anthony? Tim?
Yes.
Okay, three for Anthony. Yep. That's a sweep. As we move in to our game of the week. Chris, this is a game between 5-1 and 2-4. I don't care.
I'm right there, dude.
This game
is right
freaking
there.
Awesome. I'm so hyped for this one. It is Tim and close but no Jamar coming to this one at 5-1. Probably still top of the power rankings if we were to do it today. Representing the Qdoba division. Maybe the best hope it's got. Against Clayton, the firecracker, the red rocket, the best 2-4 squad you've ever done seen. Coming into this one, Aaron, take it away.
And in this matchup of juggernauts?
Maybe.
Yes. Two top three
question
guys.
Mark?
Just saying.
We have...
Clayton's
Tim.
About to have the worst poop of a week ever. We're gassing him up way too much.
Yeah.
We got Tim and close but no Jamar projected to win at a 54% probability according to Sleeper.
Right. That feels right in my soul.
As of this writing. And fellas, first and foremost, we have to take a look at the quarterbacks here because Jalen Hurts has not been the Jalen Hurts of old this season. He's definitely struggled.
I didn't realize he's quarterback 15. That's nasty.
Not putting up the points that we're used to. I think this could be a get-right spot for him, though.
You have no idea how excited I was that he didn't have a turnover last week. Because he was a turnover machine all year. So to not have one, I was very happy.
Oh, yeah.
So you got Tim with his classic Jalen Hurts. No surprise there. Could be a get-right game. For Clayton, though, Jordan Love
he's at home. Got to get the right one.
Against Houston, do you look at Baker Mayfield in a game that probably will also be high scoring? Monday Night Football.
Pass on the Ravens.
You can pass all day, exactly, on the Ravens.
Who would you start, Tim? Because I don't know.
I personally would start Baker.
Really?
I really would.
Jordan's been cooking in the kitchen.
He has. I don't think you can really go wrong.
Jordan's cooking that bacon.
It's genuinely between those two, I'd flip a coin.
Really?
I like both. I'd maybe lean Baker.
I'm leaning Baker as well.
Yeah.
But
Jordan Love's not a bad start, though.
Yeah.
I
don't feel great going up against either one.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Either way, pretty solid. And then when you move to the running backs, you got Tim, who's now going to continue to start Saquon against his former team.
Let's go. That's
in
big.
Revenge game.
If you want to add a tutty to the guarantee.
I think he might be
one.
There.
It's a guarantee.
Yeah. Because he never could on the Giants. Yeah. I know that firsthand.
I think I looked at that, and I think the odds were like too bad. I think they were like -190 or something. I was like, ew.
We'll see, yeah.
With Saquon, I feel like a dad where I'm just looking at him like crying a little bit, moving on to greener pastures.
Hey, right. Thanks for the running backs this week, Aaron.
Yeah. He's starting both my former running backs, which against the Colts, Raheem Mostert, he could have a pretty solid game.
I think Raheem Mostert is going to be annoyingly good the rest of the season, even when Tua comes back.
Yeah,
I get it. Achan was getting like literally 90% of the work when he was gone, so like you could juxtapose that as saying he's going to get more work even when he's back, but we haven't seen them on the field enough together to make that a certainty. Like, I don't see why you would go away from the workload that made Raheem Mostert the running back two last year, and that wasn't even a crazy workload. He just got, what was it, like 18 touchdowns or something ridiculous last year? So
20, I think it's 20 plus.
Yeah. Something crazy. Yeah. So yeah. I do think, like, if you're in a redraft league out there, I really like Raheem Mostert. If he's on your freaking waivers, like, I'm picking him up over dang near anybody.
Yeah.
And go trade for him, dude. I think he's going to be annoyingly good the rest of the year. Yeah, there you go.
Thanks.
Yeah, he got him. And, so you got Mostert. You got Godwin against the Ravens is going to be hot. Tyreek looks scary in that lineup now, except Tyler Huntley. That's going to probably limit Tyreek for a little bit. But once Tua's back, my team's going to look great on Tim's team. and then, you know, even the flex spots, too. How do you feel about Najee against the Jets? Where are we at there?
You're kind of backed into that one, aren't you?
Just hoping for 8 points. He's been consistent. He's been so consistent for me. Lowest point total on the year, 8.4. And like I said, when I traded for him, 8 points, you give me that, I am pumped with Najee in there. Upside's definitely lower, and he's fighting a rib injury, but I don't know.
Do you think about pivoting to Jones or Mason or Tracy even?
So it's a debate I've had. I personally am of the belief that Aaron Jones is going to be placed on IR.
I think so.
Just reading, and that's, I'm cool with that because I've had him for years now, and I know that he goes on the IR at least once every year.
Let's get it out of the way. Cam Akers trade.
Let's get it out of the way. Go ahead and put him on IR. Get him healthy for the stretch run. I'd much rather have him later in the season. So I am not considering Aaron Jones like a viable option this week. Jordan Mason, on the other hand, I initially took him out and didn't even consider him because of the AC joint. Like, I'm thinking he's going to, you know, reduced workload, but he came back right back in full practice and looks ready. But the Chiefs matchup, I just don't love. So, like, I'm calling my shot a little bit with Mostert and with Najee over both of them. And honestly, like, if ETN gets ruled out, which I know I think he's limited this week so far, Tank's not a bad matchup against the Patriots. So,
a decision to make.
I've
one
got
to look
some
out
decisions
for.
More than I normally have. So, yeah.
So definitely some storylines to watch there. And then wrapping it up here on Clayton's side, you don't love Bucky Irving as much anymore given Sean Tucker's breakout because that's a three-headed monster committee now.
Sean Tucker, let's go, guys.
So we'll see. We will see how that plays out. Devin Singletary could be back. I think, did he practice limited again? Yeah.
He was limited today in practice. So
wouldn't that be a swing? Holy cow.
If Singletary can
ruled
get
out and Tyrone Tracy into the lineup.
Tyrone Tracy.
What a swing that would be.
That would be. And then, I mean, guys, name five better players league-wide that are just like far and away better than what Clayton's rolling out here. I mean, he's got Jaden Reed, Drake London. Probably the best, if you're going to do a double tight end stacker,
do it right.
Do it right, and that's the best one you're going to get.
Get it right, flame grilled.
Double decker tight end stacker.
There we go. I was ready for it that time.
Nailed it.
And then mix that in with Brian Thomas, who might be the steal of the draft, of the rookie draft, that is.
We'll see.
He really could be. I mean, he's
pieced some stuff together.
Yeah. He's been looking impressive. So this one's close, guys. Yeah. Oh, it is so close.
Yeah.
I think with some of the tough decisions that Tim has to make to no fault of his own, I think it's going to be hard to get all of them right. I'm going to pick Clayton.
Wow.
I am.
Okay.
I think it's going to be, though, like 150, 145. Like, this is going to be a shootout. I think it's going to be a shootout. Now, if Singletary does get ruled out, man,
He should play.
I'm gonna assume he plays.
He's most likely slotting in Ty Chandler in that case, because if Aaron Jones misses, I think Ty Chandler goes in.
Oh, that's fair.
But the Lions are great against the run, so I don't expect a lot of points there.
So I'm gonna assume Devin Singletary's playing, and I'm gonna stick with it. I'm gonna go Clayton.
If Clayton's running backs perform like they did last week against Zach, I think he gets it done. But I do not think they will. So I'm going to go Tim. I think Clayton's running backs are still the Achilles heel. If you had, you know, a Kareem Hunt in there or something, you know, that you know, you have a lot more productive,
subtle action there.
Reliable productivity in that one that could make you competitive against the upper echelon of the league. I mean, who wouldn't want that? Especially if you could just give a backup running back that you're only going to play twice a year. Like, come on, dude. Sorry about that tangent. I don't know where that came from. I'm picking Tim.
I'm gonna take Clayton here.
Wow.
I think he's
bad vibes.
Hot. He's hot. Like I said earlier to Chris, when you're 5-1, expecting a little bit of a stinker. I'm sitting here 5-1. I've been blown up. I'm due, if you will, for a stinker.
You are very stinker prone. This week, I will say, like Mostert, I could see it being a bad game. Tyreek, I could see it. Najee, I could see it. Laporta, if he didn't have the one catch last week, he goosed you. So,
I could see it. I could see it this week. So I'm gonna take Clayton here. I'm just, you know, hoping Aaron Jones goes on IR, gets healthy, CeeDee Lamb and Dak can come back from the bye and figure it out, please. And we'll move on. We'll live and play another week.
There you go. So that is two for Clayton.
You don't want to ride?
No.
You don't want to ride?
No. I'm going to take the 5-1 team. If you don't mind.
This is going to be a fun ride, Aaron.
It's going to be a good one.
It's going to be even fun, man.
The boys are riding Clayton, except for me. I'm a little jealous. I ain't going to hold you. I am a little
jealous.
Come on,
come
on.
Hop
in
this carousel.
You know, you gave your ticket to the attendant and you're hopping in. Yeah. And I'm like, man, that looks like
a little red rocket going
up and down. That looks like a lot of fun.
Clayton's on his way to the playoffs.
Dude, I am stinker prone.
You are.
Words from your mouth.
Yeah.
Stinker prone.
You can't do it. You can't do it. I'm sticking with my guns.
Oh, man.
I'm going, Tim. Sorry, Clayton. I'm sure you understand.
I think that's the new podcast, like, curses the... The boys riding.
The boys riding.
I was like, come on.
I know. All right. Well, there you have it, folks. Your week 7 preview, second week of Chidoba. Roll call.
Nice.
All right. Yeah, that's your week 7 preview. Let us know your thoughts, who you think comes out on top, who you think wins the week in the Chipotle Qdoba Classic. As we sign off here. Nice. This League _ Pod is where you can reach out to us with anything you want to say. We are 6 minutes and 25 seconds left in the fourth quarter. If you want to call this a football game, I guess you can. It's 26-3. I'm pretty sure Alvin Kamara probably has 7 catches for 13 yards.
6 for 14?
6. Wow. I was really close. Holy crap. All right. And it looks like the Broncos might have just turned the ball over. Ah, who knows what's going on?
This is gross.
Who knows what's going on here? If you could, comment on the episode if you liked it. Leave us a rating, 5 stars, preferably. Share us with your friends. And as always, bring the boom to the like button.
Still bring the boom to the like button.
Still bringing it. Still bringing it. Still bringing it. No, I'm still bringing it. I'm just kidding. Okay, I'm
boom!
Just
bringing
it. Just gently approach and click.
You could. I might still be bringing it. I don't know.
I'm still bringing it.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Enjoy week 7. I'm Chris, your host. Love you guys.
Peace.
Go on and get.
Still bringing it.
Across the world, across the nation, keep on singing it. The boom's still here and we're still bringing it.
What are you talking
about?
See,
that's your voice. That's your voice without any bass right now.
Yeah. Can I talk? I can talk.
Anyone hear it with all the bass?
Yeah. Yeah, let's go. Dom McCrigg.
I'm Dom McCrigg.